It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, Angie Anderson, the President and CEO of the Glenwood Springs Chamber Resort Association, is here with us today. Angie, I imagine there probably have been better years to be in charge of a chamber, and yet you and I were talking a little bit before we went on the air today. Local folks really seem to understand the importance of local business, and they have really wanted to come out and try and support their friends and neighbors that are in business this year.
Yes, I agree. It has been a challenging year for everybody in a lot of different ways, but the rally for supporting local has really been wonderful to see.
You said you were out on Small Business Saturday, and shops were certainly not full, and I guess, you know, under the circumstances, they probably should not be, but there were a lot of people that were out supporting local businesses on Small Business Saturday this year.
Yes, my daughter and I went out. We try to go every Small Business Saturday, just a fun thing to do, and it was a really good experience. You know, felt the stores were not too crowded. People were, you know, maintaining their distance and that sort of thing. But it just was a really delightful experience, I have to say. And I think that's the wonderful thing about our local shops is, you know, you go into one of our small businesses and it just feels nice and friendly and cozy. And that's the experience that we get to have in those places.
As a mother, do you feel like that's kind of a teachable moment for you?
Yes.
I mean, obviously, all of 2020 has kind of been that for parents. But, you know, going out and supporting local businesses as you have every year on Small Business Saturday, do you find that you have conversations about that?
Oh, absolutely. Last year, my daughter, who's six now, you know, last year for Small Business Saturday, we got to have a little bit of an event at our visitor center where we invited people that were getting ready to go shop to come in and join us for coffee and donuts. And so she helped with that and handed out bags and hand warmers and stuff. So she really loved that experience, but she did tell me that she thought this year was even better because she didn't have to work at the visitor center. So, but no, we always have a really good time and she loves our local shops.
Well, and you never know. In 20 years or so, once she's graduated college, maybe she'll be ready to take over. And you'll have put in a little over 30 years at the chamber at that point. So, you know, maybe you'll be ready to step back and then you can help her at the visitor center.
Right. You got to start them young.
Right? Exactly. And I will not put you on the spot by asking you what her favorite shop is, because we can't play favorites, right?
Okay. She has a few.
I imagine so. As do all of us, really. If you know, if you really want to get down to brass tacks.
Yes.
Of course, the Glenwood Springs Chamber, as well as every other chamber in the country, certainly all the other chambers in our area, really trying to do everything you can to try and help small businesses and the business community in general. I know you're doing a number of different things and have for several months. One of the items that I talked about is Glenwood Wings.
Yeah, so that's a really, really neat project. It actually came from one of our local business owners, Chrissy, who owns Homestead downtown Glenwood. She had the idea and just brought it up to the DDA, and so the Downtown Development Authority. And so they thought, oh, that's a fun project. And so there are four sets of wings in downtown, more to come, that the DDA helped to fund. And then, you know, they're kind of in places that you maybe wouldn't normally go, like down alleys, but it brightens up, you know, maybe an alley that you wouldn't normally go to. But it also just encourages people to kind of move about downtown. And we currently have a contest going on where if you snap a photo of yourself, your family, your kids, whatever, in front of the the wings. And if you upload it to our website, it's the landing page is glenwoodchamber.com/Glenwood Wings. You can enter to win the contest. So we're giving away 5 $100 Glenwood Gold certificates. Thanks to the DDA for sponsoring that. So we've given away one already, and it's just been really fun to see the creative pictures that have been coming in. It's just something happy, a bright spot, and just something that you can go out and do and be outside and hopefully visit a shop or a restaurant along the way.
Kind of like a scavenger hunt, I guess you might say.
Yeah.
Sort of. You said there are 4 of those that are in downtown Glenwood?
Yes, there's currently 4, and there are more on the way.
And again, you can learn more at glenwoodchamber.com/Glenwood Wings. And you can also enter to win some Glenwood Gold, which is pretty fun there as well.
Yes.
And, you know, just snap a picture of it or yourself. And are you sharing those pictures that folks are taking on like your
yes.
socials and stuff like that? Okay, cool.
We are. Yeah. So if you have a good one, you may see it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Famous wings.
Or if you're not creative like I am and you want some ideas, you can see what other people have done and maybe, have a springboard from that as well.
There you go.
So speaking of Glenwood Gold, which you did kind of mention, you are still, the Glenwood Gold campaign is still ongoing. And
yes.
For those of us that over the last 6 months or so since the first big push have forgotten what it's all about, explain Glenwood Gold again.
So Glenwood Gold is our community currency, as we call it. So they are certificates that can be used in any participating Glenwood Springs business. So they work like cash. So the business is reimbursed 100% for the value of the certificate. So we've got about 60 businesses participating right now. And it's just been really great knowing if you purchase one of those certificates, they have to be spent in the community. So we're also concurrently running the Help Glenwood Shine campaign, where we're trying to get an investment of $100,000 in the Glenwood Gold currency by the end of this year. And then what we'd like to do if we reach that goal is, when it's safe to do so, probably, hopefully this summer or whatever, host just a community celebration, thanking the community for supporting local. And I will say that we kicked this off in June, and I think that may have been the last time I was here, with Alpine Bank's Grateful for Glenwood promotion, where they invested $25,000 that they gave out to people in the community just for doing great things. And so that was just that got us off to a really great start. And just as a reminder, any of you that have Glenwood Gold out there that is burning a hole in your pocket, please go spend it, because that's how it helps the businesses, is when you actually spend it. So if you have some just laying around, this is a great time to go out and use it. So, and if you don't know, if you won, there's still some people that aren't aware that they were nominated for that. We'll be putting a post on our Facebook here soon, just reminding people, like, look on this list, you may have some Glenwood Gold to your name. But so that's one of the things that we're doing. And what we've seen is, there are businesses that maybe would typically have a holiday party that aren't able to do that this year. So instead, they're investing the money in giving the Glenwood Gold certificates to their employees. So it's a great way to invest in the local community, and it makes it easy because the recipient of the Glenwood Gold can use it at over 60 participating businesses. So it takes the guesswork out of it for whoever's giving the gift.
And I want to say, I don't remember the number that we were talking about last summer, but it was not 60. So you've actually added a lot of local businesses to that list.
Yes. Yes. We have added more as we've gone along, and we're still accepting businesses. If anybody hasn't joined on and would like to, we would love to have more businesses participate. There, again, is no cost for them to participate. They don't have to buy any software or do anything like that. They just sign up and accept it, and then we reimburse them on a weekly basis.
And the landing page there is glenwoodchamber.com/Glenwood Gold if you want to learn more about that. And again,
correct.
You do
yes.
still have some people that have not redeemed their Glenwood Gold from Alpine Bank's Grateful for Glenwood promotion, celebrating 40 years. in Glenwood at 23rd and Grand there. And so if you have not redeemed it, or if you're not sure if you're on the list, you can also find that list at glenwoodchamber.com/glenwoodgold.
Yes.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and visit a little bit more with Angie from the Glenwood Chamber in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Angie Anderson from the Glenwood Springs Chamber Resort Association. Again, you can learn more about that kind of that fun scavenger hunt picture-taking promotion, Glenwood Wings, at glenwoodchamber.com/glenwoodwings. Of course, you can see some pictures posted on the Glenwood Chamber Facebook page with different creative ways that folks have entered and participated in that contest and giveaway. Another thing that Glenwood Chamber has been involved in for the last few months is United to Stop the Spread. Now, this is obviously a COVID-19 awareness campaign, and Glenwood Chamber has been participating in that along with the City of Glenwood, and I'm trying to remember if there are any other partners in that.
Yeah, this actually is fairly new, last couple of weeks that this campaign has been launched. It is a countywide effort. It's nonpartisan, grassroots effort. And really what it is, you know, a reminder of the things that we've all been hearing for the past, I think it's been, 10 months now. You know, the basic things: wash your hands, wear a mask in public, keep your distance, those sort of things. But this is just a really local approach. It's friend to friend, colleague to colleague. You know, we've got a lot of partners participating. Like you said, the Glenwood Chamber, along with the Carbondale and also the Western Garfield County Chambers, are all involved in this effort. Garfield County Public Health, Town of Silt, Town of Newcastle, Carbondale, City of Glenwood Springs, and then a number of businesses, and that list is of course growing. So it really is just that's all it is just a repackaging of the messages that we've heard. And the goal of this campaign is to get our COVID cases down so that we can continue to keep our valleys safe and open.
Yeah, we hear about that every time any kind of COVID-19 restriction comes out. You hear about the potential economic impact. And I know that's something, as the president of the chamber, that's something that's certainly on your mind and your members' minds. And so, you know, this balancing act of trying to weigh all of these on the surface competing interests can be, you know, very challenging. But again, as you said, this is a nonpartisan thing, just a group of local chambers, public health, and some government entities that are trying to come together and raise some awareness, hopefully keep more people healthy that can then at some point in the future continue to spend money and thrive in this great local community. I know that it's common for all of you chambers to work together. I mean, you have a common goal in a robust business economy and a tourism economy, though perhaps the focus on tourism maybe has changed a little bit over 2021. But have you seen more collaboration because of COVID-19, or has it been about the same?
Absolutely. You know, we talk about silver linings, and people probably maybe getting tired of hearing that term, but I love working with our neighboring chambers. It's one of the things that has definitely helped all of us, I think, pull through this, is the ability to collaborate and share resources and ideas and really just, you know, have a friend down the road that you can talk to you about the things that are happening. So I've really appreciated that. And it's been really, really great to be able to work with our neighboring chambers. And of course, one of the great things I love about this industry too is it's a very sharing environment where communities all across the country are dealing with similar circumstances. And you can take something that is working somewhere else and you can localize it and hopefully make it work in your community too. So that's been really awesome.
And you know, it's interesting. I've, as frustrating as 2020 has been, and you know, dealing with all of everything, as frustrating as that is, there have been some opportunities to get creative and to conduct business in a different way and to still get things done in spite of those challenges. And in some cases, it's like, well, why haven't we done it like this all along?
Right.
You know, and so I definitely get absolutely what you're saying there, Angie. Yes, it is frustrating, and there have been those times, and yet there are times, like you say, opportunities to collaborate with people you may not have ever imagined yourself collaborating with, mm-hmm. and yet in 2020, it makes perfect sense.
You know, Gabe, there is no other way in 2020 without collaboration. I don't think any of us would be able to do much of anything. So along with our local chambers, you know, it's been working with the city and the DDA and, you know, the county and you guys and our various just partners across the community has been really incredible to see everybody show up and do everything that they can to work for the good of the community. So I've appreciated that very much.
Again, you can learn more about the Glenwood Springs Chamber at glenwoodchamber.com. We talked about some specific programs, you might say, that are ongoing this year that you might want to check out specifically. So glenwoodchamber.com/Glenwood Wings, that Glenwood Wings promotion and contest, as well as the Glenwood Gold, of course, the community currency campaign, which is continuing, glenwoodchamber.com/Glenwood Gold. Again, 60 now businesses that are participating in Glenwood Gold, obviously, because they see how easy it is to deal with on the retail side, on the business side, and then the benefit of folks having that Glenwood Gold. Speaking of tourism, are you still offering the Glenwood Gold through the tourism promotion?
So that campaign ended at the end of November, so we aren't, but that was a fantastic campaign, and it brought visitors at a time, you know, midweek where we weren't full. It brought people well into the fall. So we're really pleased with how that turned out.
And it also focused on in-state tourism, which I think under the guidelines, you know, from Public Health and the State Department of Public Health kind of fit what their guidelines were. So it kind of made sense all the way around.
Right. And throughout the whole pandemic, our message has definitely been making sure that we, you know, make sure that our visitors know about the safety protocols and those sorts of things. So it was an opportunity to, of course, share those messages as well.
Sure. Absolutely. And to another angle, it's another way for neighbors to help neighbors. You know, we don't always think of, you know, folks in Denver being neighbors. You know, as much as we love, you know, the money from the international tourism and maybe coming from other states, you know, when it comes down to another in Colorado kind of thing, it just feels like more neighborly, you might say. And so to come back to what we started the first segment with, you know, neighbors helping neighbors, that's kind of, if anything, even if it's a pat on the back or knowing that someone else is, or I'm sorry, maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe I should say rubbing elbows, whatever the case, you know, it's just another example of how taking care of someone close by can have an impact on you, even if you are on the other side of the state. We'll take one final break. We'll talk, we'll wrap things up with Angie. I'll ask you to get out your crystal ball, your chamber crystal ball. And, yeah, you see where this is going. We'll finish things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Angie Anderson. She is the president and CEO of the Glenwood Springs Chamber Resort Association. And again, I'll give you all that information about those promotions we talked about in the previous two segments toward the end of the program. So, Angie, what does 2021 look like from where you sit? What do you think the future is going to hold for us here?
Well, as you've said, let me just get my crystal ball. You know, I of course don't know, like none of us do, but anticipate until we can get our COVID numbers down and hopefully get a vaccine here soon. We'll probably be dealing with some similar circumstances. So we just got to keep on going and do what we can to support each other, to support our local businesses. And just that's what we can do right now.
So about 6 months away, what's your, is prediction the right word or is prognosis the right word? I'm not sure. Maybe if there were a term that combined the two, but how is Strawberry Days 2021 looking at this point?
You know, we don't know yet. We're still just kind of trying to evaluate what the situation is going to be. And I really couldn't tell you. I wish I had an answer, but I don't. So it just, we're trying to look at some, really what the summer might look like, and we'll just go from there. So, you know, it's all about pivot and, reinvent and just do what we can. Right. So, we're going to have to see what that looks like. I don't have an answer.
Do you have a fail-safe date for when you have to make a decision on Strawberry Days next year?
You know, it's coming up pretty soon. It really takes almost a full year to plan that event. I know that from the public eye, it probably looks like it just stands up and we have this event, but there are so many things that happen behind the scenes that take time and coordination. So, you know, we're looking at a lot of various options, and like I said, it just really depends on what the summer looks like. And so we're looking at some various alternative plans and so forth, but I don't know at this point.
Sure. All right. Well, we will wait to hear more about that. And you know, obviously that's not even a fair question from the standpoint of how could you know what the next, you know, several months are going to hold. And yet, like you say, because of the work and the effort and everything that has to happen in order to pull everything off, you're, like you say, you would normally be working a lot for the last 6 months already. And so,
yes.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. I know lot of folks will be looking forward to that. Frankly, whether it's 2021 or 2022, I have a feeling Strawberry Days will be the biggest, most attended event ever, just because of the fact that people have not been able to get out. And so when Strawberry Days does happen again, I think you're going to see folks that are going to really want to come out and participate in that because they haven't been able to.
Yeah, I agree. When it's safe to do so, we will be ready to connect with our friends and neighbors again.
All right. Fair enough. One other thing that I wrote down today that we have not talked about yet. Yeah, no, we did. I'm sorry. We talked about the Help Glenwood Shine campaign, which is part of the Glenwood Gold community currency. That's right. And so, again, you can learn more about that at glenwoodchamber.com/glenwoodgold. Especially go there if you have not redeemed your Glenwood Gold yet and you won, or if you're not sure, you can check it out there. And, you know, maybe if you know someone who won and they haven't redeemed it yet, you can ask them. And, you know, maybe as a reward for pointing it out to them, you can, you know, maybe they'll take you out to dinner or lunch or something like that. You never know.
Exactly. Great idea.
You can always hope. What was the other thing that I wanted to mention? Again, just importance of shopping local. I guess that's been a recurring thing, and even more important, this year. It's, We've seen this so many times throughout history, just in our lifetimes, Angie, when things get really, really bad, you really start to see the good things, the good qualities come out in people. I want to say locally, people have been so supportive, in particular of restaurants and food service and the service industry workers. I know, I'm pretty sure in March when you started I don't remember the exact title, but the Glenwood restaurant page. Mm-hmm. And it became so widely used that people actually shared information about other restaurants throughout the area, which I think is kind of your goal and your dream when you set up a page like that. But I know that people have been so supportive of restaurants. A lot of restaurants actually had the best summers they ever had because, they were able to relax some of the restrictions. And I know a lot of municipalities said, hey, why don't you put up a tent in the street next door and, we can help you out that way. And I've mentioned this several times, if I would have told you December 2019, in 3 months, you're going to be able to take a mixed drink home from a restaurant, And so I think people have really been coming out, and on Small Business Saturday, you and I both saw folks doing what they can. Obviously, most of us are not in the same financial place we were last March, but we're still trying to shift things around a little bit, spend, even if it's one item, one purchase, one trip to a local brick and mortar store that's employing local people. Folks are trying to do that. And I think, I guess that would be a victory in 2020. I think we can call that a victory anyway, right?
Yeah. And it's been really neat to see some of the creative things that are happening. The city of Glenwood has really worked hard to find some solutions to get, more outdoor dining, and even in the winter months. So you're going to start to see heaters and igloos and some of these creative solutions just to try to expand the opportunities for restaurants. Even blankets, they're going to be giving away blankets if you want to sit outside. So, none of anything that we've done this year is perfect by any means. There's been a lot of try things and see if we can make it work. I think my husband told me, in some ways it feels like we're building a plane while it's in flight. So it's in some ways we just kind of have to jump in there, do the best we can, and just be here for one another. So
I appreciate that. And having a teacher in our house, I think I understand where Scott's coming from.
Yep.
And I'm going to mention this on the air because that way you and I are going to have to make it happen. But we haven't been able to because of the various public health guidelines. But Angie, someday we will get together on this cruise night thing, and
yes,
it will be a reality at some point. It's so for those of you listening, we talked about this idea. I think it came from Iowa or something like that. Basically, you play lots of music on the radio, you play lots of requests, whatever people want to hear, you put them on the air, you talk about, dinner specials, and folks drive around and just get out and socialize. And so obviously it's the socialization part of all of this that's been the hanging point so far. But when we are able to, I would love to do that. Love to do a valley-wide cruise night, involve all the chambers and as many businesses as we can. And I think it would just sound so awesome. Aside from the fact that it would take me back to, my high school days. But that's a much longer story for a much different time. Any final thoughts, Angie? Anything we haven't talked about yet?
No, just thank you, Gabe, for allowing me to come on and visit with you. It's always a treat. And just thanks to the community. This has been a tough year for everybody. But I'm grateful to live in a place like this where it is a tight knit community, and we help each other out, and that's what it's all about. So happy holidays.
The pleasure is all mine. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Again, for information about anything we talked about today, glenwoodchamber.com. If you want to go to the specific landing page, you can put /Glenwood Wings/Glenwood Gold. But glenwoodchamber.com will also get you there, maybe with a couple more mouse clicks. Angie, all the best. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Gabe.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.